that intellectuality, although that existed at a certain stage in the history of the world, none of these histories of intellectuality can be compared with the growth and development of intellectuality of our times. You might say that the intellectual growth of the modern time is unparalleled in the history of the world. This is the speciality of the times in which we are living. During the last 500 years, not only have there been great intellectual giants, but the number of such intellectual giants, if in previous times there were 10 giants, today there are 1,000 giants as compared to those times. This is the kind of extent. So this is one point I want to explain as to why we need to go into this kind of intellectual battle or intellectuality, because we are living in a world which is highly intellectual. And whether you like it or not, at a certain stage of your development, you will face intellectual questions. If not for your own self, for your children. The children of today are sent to the schools where the atmosphere is that of intellectual questioning. And they come up with questions in their minds. And today our difficulty is that most of the teachers and parents are unable to explain to children that kind of profundity of intellectuality which is now available in their books. Even teachers are not able to explain the kind of contents which are now given in the books. And this is only the beginning, actually, because take for example, recently we were reading, Anjali and myself, 11 volumes of Will Durant's History of Civilization. 11 volumes. One man writing 11 volumes of the history of civilization of the whole world. Now, what kind of intellectuality he must have reached to be able to grasp the history of the whole, not only of one country, but of all the countries of the world, and expressing that history in such vibrant intellectual expressions. He and his wife are the two authors of these 11 great volumes. Even to see these 11 volumes is an intellectual feast. Even to see them. Now, if this material goes down in the history books of our children, you can imagine what kind of revolution will take place in the minds of our children when they read all this material. And much more material is pouring, actually. The research activity which is going on in our country and in our world is so great that every 3 years the knowledge is doubling. The amount of knowledge which exists is doubling today. So it is unparalleled in the history of the world. The mass of intellectual thinking and the extent of it. Pardon? Yes, yes.
What she is asking is that will it, like we are all in the field of realization of the God. She feels that directly for the realization of God, will all this intellectuality help in the direct experience of the God, or can the direct experience be reached even without all this intellectuality?
It can be. It can be, and that is why we have to understand as teachers, as mothers, as guides, how to give a convincing answer to this question. It can be, but we should be quite sure that this is a part. There is another way of doing it, because the children are in the intellectual atmosphere. how are we to convince the children that this is not the road, or this road is only one of the possible roads and that too a not sufficient road? It is a dispensable road. And is it yet indispensable? That is also a question. Although it can be done, can you dispense with it altogether? These are the very important questions. And unless you pass through this, you won't have the experience of this field. At least you should have the minimum, and what we are doing is only just the minimum. You might say the bare minimum. In fact, our advantage is that Sri Aurobindo has given the quintessence of the highest intellectual thought. If you crystallize and further crystallize and further crystallize and further crystallize, complete distillation, you might say, and the distilled thoughts, these 7 pages which are here in this chapter, the pure existence, you might say is a distillation of thousands and thousands and thousands of pages that could be written on this subject. So that is why it is at once very difficult, extremely difficult, and yet we have the advantage that if you study these 7 pages and understand these 7 pages quite well, it's very little, 7 pages. Although I'm quite sure that we get tired even to read 1 page of these 7 pages, it is quite true. But if you could do it, it will be like at one stroke, like as it were, you know, if there was a spring, and just you sit on the spring and you are mounted to the top of Everest. How great is the effect and the result. Now this is one great boon, you might say, of this. But now to return to the question that you raised. If you want to attain to the experience of the pure existence on which we are now discussing intellectually, and that is our main concern is the pure existence, which we say speak of in terms of God. And you might say that our basic concern is to reach the Lord, to reach God. And is this the method? Is this necessary to read all this? The answer is that there are many other methods. But if you believe that those methods are quite easy, let us have no illusions about it. Besides, it is not that this particular method that you are following is going to give you that experience either. Even the method that we are following is a part of a method which is much larger than what is given here. But there is only one method. There is a method of Jnana Yoga, of which this is a part. What we are doing is, you might say, a part of Jnana Yoga. In Jnana Yoga, the important point is to have intellectual conviction of what is the truth and what is not true. Intellectual conviction of what is real and what is unreal. And to have a clear distinction between the real and the unreal. Once you are convinced, then Jnana Yoga says, this is the first step. First of all, you have to be convinced, what is intellectually convinced as to what is real and what is unreal. After you get convinced, it is easier to concentrate upon the real. And this concentration on the real is again a very difficult task. In every circumstance of life, in every movement of life, you concentrate. And if you are not intellectually convinced then it becomes even more difficult.